Super-doo-pa-doo, how are you? Do you feel amazing and awesome and fantastic? You've just opened your phone and you've got a whole heap of new subscribers. You've got people that have liked you. You've got people that have made fantastic comments about what you've put out on social media. You've had a big dopamine rush because your social media has added massive value to your life. Yay! What other people think of you has made you feel fantastic. The reverse of that is you open up your phone, your social media platforms, and you've had negative comments, nasty comments, people have criticized you, people have unfriended you, unsubscribed from you, all the things that happen on social media that are negative. So now you feel angry or depressed or sad or miserable or grumpy, and you don't know if you can live your day because of what's happened on your social media, on your phone, this piece of plastic that connects us to the world. Is this a weapon of mass destruction, or is this a weapon of mass delight, mass deliciousness? Does this thing add value or does it devalue? And I'm asking the question because I'm putting it away, because when I'm talking to you, I wouldn't like to have my phone in my hand. That would be rude, wouldn't it? Why is so much of our life affected by what other people think of us? And it's been suggested that you are a truly mature, grown-up adult when you stop caring what other people think of you. And of course, the reason for that is maturity, wisdom, is that if there's 7 billion people on the planet or more, how can they all like you? There's always going to be people that don't like you. But the interesting thing with social media, if you put yourself out there, whatever platform or all of the platforms, is it fair to say that you are now up for criticism, up for opinions, up for people to make comment? And the interesting thing there is if people make positive comments, we like it. And if they make negative comments, it seems it upsets people, it makes them depressed, it makes them angry. So my first question is this. If you have a social media presence, if you are posting things out to the world, remember it's called the World Wide Web. Everybody in the world now has access to what you're sending out there forever. It never disappears. It's always going to be there. So the number one question is, why do you do that? I'm going to share with you something very personal because I am on every single social media platform. And there's a very personal reason for that. I have been sending things out to the world, positive, happy, educational tools for four things. And I always share with you, healthy, fit and strong for the rest of your life, how to do that and how to help other people to do that. How to have a career or business that you love that is successful and profitable, how to do that. How to be financially free, secure, have financial security and wealth if that's what you want. And how to have great relationships with your customers, your clients, the people in your life, your family, your friends, and most importantly, yourself. Now, the reason for that is that's been my driving force my entire life. But that is also the educational platform for the Max International Colleges and always has been. And we have been around since 1989. There was no World Wide Web. There was no social media. We talked on phones that were connected to the wall by a wire. But since I have been alive, and literally that I can remember, I started exercising when I was 10. I started being an exercise professional when I was 13. I've never done anything else in my life. And my driving force every single one of those days, weeks, months and years, and I'm now a very old lady, has been the exact purpose of those four things. How can I learn more about them? How can I get better at them? And how can I help other people to have those things in their life? I went searching for people when I was a 13-year-old girl who were healthy, fit and strong, did have a career or business that they loved, they were financially free and they did have great people in their life only, and I couldn't find anybody that had all of those things going. So that's been my driving force. Now, to cut a very long story short, I used to send that information out by letter. I have also produced every month I used to produce a 100-page colour magazine, gloss magazine, and that was my focus every single month to produce that magazine based on those four topics. I've had an email database for as long as email has existed. I used to use the telephone to call people. I had a database at my health clubs all over the world, and I would call people and have conversations with them about those four things. So very beautifully, the internet came along and then social media came along. And now I have, it's a very simple way to get a beautiful message out to the whole wide world. And the reason for that, it's the fundamentals of the Max International Colleges. That is the toolbox that we give to our international students who want to have their own business or want to be exercise professionals. But a lot of my students would say to me, I want to give this information to my friends, my family, my kids, my next door neighbor, my sporting team. But very few people are wanting to invest a 3-hour in-depth educational process about the endocrine system, or how to lose weight, or how to create wealth, or how to market your business, or how to have great relationships with your partner. Very few people seem to want to invest that kind of time. So my students would give their 3-hour max session to their family or friends to listen to, and their family or friends would say, oh, it's too long. So my own students would say to me, Roe, please can we do something for all the people in our life so that we can give them a part of the MAX program? So we were the first college in the world to have a phone app, and every day that's updated with information, and it's free to the world. You can download the MAX app from your app store. There's only one box in the top left-hand corner. That's for my students, and you have to be obviously accepted into the college and enrolled in the college to be able to study the International Business Diploma. But everything else I send out to the world. Now, I started doing the MAX phone app well before I did started on social media, and I'm sharing that with you because I used to do audios every day, and I would send them out via email to a database. I think now I have about 40,000 people on my database, because everybody that I meet and everybody I come in contact with and everybody that's been educated with us, everybody that's been a member of my health club, everybody that's been in my life always gets added to my database. I'm sharing this with you for a reason, because the big reason for social media for me is exactly the same as it's always been. I have this beautiful message to share with the world. Not my message, it's just what I've learned and how I live my life. Because people say to me every day, Roe, how can you be so healthy, fit and strong? You're an old lady. How can you have a career or business that's so profitable and successful? How did you do that? How can you be financially free? How did you end up on the young rich list in Australia under the age of 40? How did that happen for you? And how come you've only got great people in your life? They're questions that people ask me every single day, face to face, on the phone, email, etc. That's the message I want to send to the world, but social media makes it so easy. So I created a thing called a MAX Bite, which is a part of the MAX program, a bite of the program, which, as I shared, I used to send out via email, then I used to send out via text message when text messages came along, and then social media. How awesome. Now, here's the thing. I send it out to the world because from my heart to yours, that's what I'm learning every day. That's what people ask me questions about every day. That's been my research, analysis, critical thinking, study, training, education for multiple decades now. So I have all these great tools that I want to share with the world. That's my why. And that's my ultimate question for you. Why are you on social media? If it's for fame, if it's for fortune, if it's for fans, and we always have a giggle at our house because that's what it seems to be, that's the reason why people want to send themselves out to the world. I want to be famous, I want to have lots of money, and I want people to really like me. But the challenge with that, of course, is not everybody's going to like you, which means you have to accept the fact that if you are on social media, if you're posting things out to the world, is it possible that out of the 7 billion people in the world or more, that some of those people are not going to like you, they're going to disagree with you, some of them will hate you, some of them will say nasty things about you. That's because they're a nasty, horrible, criticizing, terrible people in the world, and they find themselves on social media. There are some people that's all they do all day. They've got nothing else to do. They just scroll through social media and make nasty comments about people, literally. And I've met some of those people, and they say it proudly. Yeah, I go through social media and I tell her she's fat, and I tell him he's ugly, and he doesn't know what he's talking about, and he's a hypocrite, and he's full of shit. And they tell me that. They actually share with me that that's what they do. So we need to be realistic that there are people out there that are nasty, horrible, criticizing people. Yeah, would that be fair? Now, the beautiful thing is, when you're an adult, when you're mature, and you understand that you don't need people to like you, and I just share that again because I think that's such a beautiful quote, isn't it? You become a mature adult when you stop caring what other people think about you. Now, the message that I send out to the world, I don't send that because I want people to like me. I don't send that because I want to have fans and fortune and fame. I send that because it's who I am and it's all I've ever done my whole entire life. If I can make a simple change in somebody's life, one person's life, who is going to be healthier, fitter, or stronger, or they're going to have a more successful business, or they're going to be inspired to start their own business, or they're going to have a simple step that encourages them to be financially free and look after their family and be wealthy if that's what they want, or they communicate more effectively with their kids or their next door neighbor or their members or their clients, then I feel like I've added massive value to the world. But ultimately, when you, and I always share this with my students, when you study something, when you learn something, when you're educating yourself, could it be a really good idea not to study for you, but to study how can I teach this to somebody else? So if I'm a parent and I'm learning about anatomy and physiology, how can I learn this so I can explain it to my children? If you go to a conference or a workshop or you listen to a podcast and somebody's paid for you to do that, this is just another simple example, but they say to you, I'm going to pay for you to go to the conference, I'm going to pay for you to listen to that or subscribe to that podcast, but you have to teach that information to the team, to the organization, to the board, to the family. You can go and do it, but you have to come back and teach it to us. Is it possible that you learn more effectively because you have to be able to teach it to somebody else? And that's how I live my life. Everything I learn, from the endocrine system to marketing systems to customer service systems to communication to wealth creation, everything I learn, I'm always thinking to myself, how can I share this in a way that makes it more simple and easy to understand? And the reason for that, of course, is I listen to and go to some very boring lectures on those topics. People who are not very good at communicating, people who use very big words that are too hard to understand, and they make it very complicated. And when I go to those lectures, I get really excited because I think, how can I turn this lecture into something that's simple and easy to understand? That's why I'm on social media. Now, that's a very personal story I've just shared with you. My question for you is, why are you on social media? If you are there for fans and fame and fortune, you have to accept. Is it possible that you have to accept that there's going to be nasty people who say nasty things about you, whether they're jealous or they don't like you or they don't like the color of your hair or they don't like what you're wearing? Some of the comments that people make are just hilarious. They add no value. They're not even criticism. They're just, I didn't like the background of your video, or I didn't like the jacket that you were wearing, or I didn't like that word that you used. It's that they're things that add absolutely no value. But is it, and I love it, and just as an interesting side note, comments are not something that I don't even know how many followers I've got. I don't do this for that reason. I have my gorgeous husband who looks after all of my social media. I just give him the content and he puts it all up for me, and he doesn't even share with me what's going on because I don't do it for that reason. And that's why I'm asking you. If you get upset by people attacking you or criticizing you or being nasty to you, probably a good idea to get off social media, yeah? Because they're going to. That's just the human race. Some people are just nasty. That's another one of my favorite quotes. There's always going to be bad people who do bad things, but the world only becomes a bad place when good people do nothing, which is another reason why I'm on social media, because there's so much rubbish, yes, and horrible things and nasty things and destructive things and lies that people put on social media. So if that's all they have access to, then they're never going to know any different. So all I ever do is ask lots and lots of questions to get people to think for themselves, to come up with their own answers on how to be healthy, fit and strong, how to have a career or business that you love, how to be financially free, and how to have great people in your life. Now that is all about me, and I'm sharing that because people say to me, Rowie, how come you don't care? I don't care what other people think of me. Why would I? I have to look in my mirror at the end of the day and be proud of who I am. And if I'm putting out positive messages, happy messages, powerful messages that can change people's lives if they apply them, and again, not my stuff. I would never take credit for what I deliver to the world. I'm just the person who takes some complicated stuff and makes it a little bit simple and more easy to understand, and then shares it with the world. If the world doesn't want it or doesn't like it or disagrees with me or hates me or thinks I'm ugly, I don't care. What I want to know at the end of my day is that I've added value to my world. So whatever reason you are on social media, there's two things to ask. Why am I doing this? Is it going to add value to my life or is it going to be destructive to my life? If you can't handle criticism and nasty people and people saying horrible things about whatever it is, could it be a good idea to get off? If you want fame, fortune and fans, is it possible that every famous person, every sports person, every top business person, every celebrity in the world has haters? It doesn't matter how gorgeous you are, how wealthy you are, how talented you are, how the most amazing things you've ever achieved, there's always going to be people who hate you, because you put yourself out there for people to look at you. So if you don't want any criticism, and there's a great quote again, if you don't want to be criticized, don't do anything. There'll be nobody to criticize you because you're not doing anything. If you put yourself out there, there will be people that hate you and criticize you, and isn't that awesome? Because doesn't say anything about you. It just says something about them. And I always use this again as a simple side note. If you write nasty things about people on social media, does it say more about you than the person you're saying nasty things about? And remember that if you say nasty things, you can't get rid of them. And I always share this because I work with business owners and HR managers every day who share with me that they don't listen to what you say at an interview anymore. They don't believe what you've put into your CV or your resume anymore. They go and look at what you do on social media. They look at your posts and they go and find the stuff that you've deleted because they want to know what kind of person you are. And is that a really great question? Who you are on social media, is that really you? Are you editing? Are you photoshopping? Are you making yourself look more beautiful or more buff or more ripped? Or are you editing to create something that isn't real? Or is what you're sharing with social media, is that the real you? And if it's you and you're proud of who you are and you respect who you are, why would you care what other people think? If other people like you, that's just a bonus. That's just like icing on the cake. But ultimately, the cake is you. You have to get the eggs and the sugar and the butter and the flour and you have to mix it together and create something that's awesome. And if people don't like your cake, well, so be it. But you have to like it. You have to respect yourself. You have to like who you are. And if that's who you are and what you're sharing with the world is who you are, could that be a beautiful message that you could share? Simply, this is me. I'm not pretending to be anybody. I'm not pretending to do anything. This is me, the real me. And that's my final question. We have a lot of particularly teenagers now who can't go out. They can't have a real date. They can't go on a real social experience because the person that they send out on social media isn't really them. They don't really look like that. They don't really do those things. They don't really have those things in their life. They're just pretending. And isn't that a sad way to live, pretending to be somebody else? Be you, love you, respect you, and then whoever you send out to the world, it doesn't matter what people say about you, you can like you because you have to look in your mirror at the end of the day and be able to say, I feel good, na 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 na, I knew that I would now because I love my life, woohoo!